When you go to make a drawing and look at the world, you start the way most people are trained to draw, way most people are trained to see, we just start editing. You edit out things that don't make sense. You edit out things that are ugly. And we do this broadly as we look out at the world. We look at our living room and we edit out the laundry pile. We historically edit out, you know, see the mountain climbers but don't see the Sherpas. We just edit for what we find important. And drawing always sort of stands back in that less important, in that possibly edited out role. It's sort of in the shadow of a painting, in the shadow of a finished building. All those things are rooted in a drawing, start with a drawing, are structured by drawings, and yet the drawing is discarded. But I think these things that are unseen, there's a kind of communion between them, between, you know, a polluted pond and drying glue and doorknobs and an unplanted garden. All those things have this communion of unseenness, and they have a kind of will to survive. Like, they are there, and they are calling out with this resilience and resistance, and I think drawing can honor those, that it would just take something so plain, charcoal, paper pulp, and try to speak for those weeds, the unlikely things that will survive.